Good morning.
Good morning, Shaw. This is Dottie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Did you get my email by any chance and my phone call?
I did. We were out of town. I got them both late last night.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what you asked me. Oh, it was about the
offshore dance.
The constipation. You know, that I have not had anyone else that's had that situation, but anytime you change something you're doing, you can have that reaction. And so she may be just a little sensitive, like when we start to travel, and I'm not going down, up and down the steps as much, I have that situation. It slows down a bit. And when I change what I'm eating, if I have a cold and I take something different, I have the same situation. So it just depends on how sort of a person's body is, intestinal tract to different things. And she may not have been to anything else, but just that particular change had that happen. So I would just say definitely she needs more fiber.
Well, she says that she has that, you know, the fiber cereal every single morning. She eats plenty of vegetables. She drinks tons of water. She's very, you know, health conscious anyways. And plus she takes some kind of a natural, not a laxative, but a fiber pill that she got at the health food store, you know, at the Whole Foods store, I should say. And it has, I don't know, marshmallow thistle or something or other, she said, that was in it, which I never heard of it. And then she said that she was on it for she was constipated for 3 days. The minute she got off of it, she started going regularly.
Well, yeah, all I can say is more fiber and her system will normalize again. And when, you know, when I say more fiber, I was eating a ton of fiber. I was up to way over what the RDA was. When they had us down in California, they took us up to 125 to 160 grams of fiber a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of fiber. So it's kind of like you can always, and we can see a major difference as we gradually went up over a 10-day period. So, you know, I don't know what else to say other than it's just something that her system is dealing with, because if we had had other cases of it, or, you know, a number even of other cases over the last year that we've been working with this, we could say, oh, yeah, that's not uncommon, but it isn't common for what I know. Now, maybe somebody else has experienced something different, but...
Yeah, because I put it out on, you know, on Dawn Demers' site. I got a couple of, you know, people responding. They said that one of them is taking iron pills plus two osteodents, and she hasn't had a problem.
Yeah, and if anything is going to have that problem.
Yeah, you know, when she first got it, because I put her on auto ship, she was kind of surprised about how much it cost. So, you know, I don't know where the cost is in the back of the head also.
That can be.
You know, so that's what I said, you got to stick to it. And but she's like, I can't stand being constipated for 3 days. I said, well, then take a little extra fiber. I mean, that's exactly what I told her. And I said, you're both to having something different. And this is the way it's reacting, like when you go on vacation, you know.
You said exactly right. So, you know, that's basically all you can do is, and if there's anything that you can, like you put it out and ask the question, anything else you can find on it, you could email the corporation, and they'll have somebody that can go through and give you that kind of an answer. I don't know exactly how quick it comes back because I haven't done it lately.
Yeah.
Do they still have the open question session on the Wednesday calls for questions?
You know what? Wednesday nights, it's hard for me to...
Okay, well, I just thought that was just another, you know, another possibility. But just, you know, email it and see if you get an answer back.
Call
distributor relations and ask them who to email. That would be even better.
Yeah, because I figured anybody would know, you would know.
That's the way I would handle it. So, yeah, you're right. No, I'm not anybody that might know, but necessarily, but at least I can go someplace and try and dig out, you know, somebody else's reference on it.
Right.
I hear some other people that joined us, Daddy?
Yeah.
Water.
Well, she drinks tons of water. Not our water.
Okay.
I mean, this is one of my best friends that I've been trying to have her do different things with Nican, and she finally went for a bone density, and it's going down even more now, and she's finally resolving the fact that she's going to try this, because I told her what great results I got. And, I don't know, your friends are the worst, you know?
Absolutely. Even my daughter's gastroenterologist told her, she asked him about her hemorrhoids, and his pat answer was more fiber and water.
You know, Dottie, Nancy's answer is incredible because her body is used to that amount of water. So just say increase and say even better, say come get some of my water. I'll give you a 5-gallon jug, take it home and try it and just see if it makes a difference.
That's a great answer. I love that one. Okay, because I told her, let's sit down next week and let me go over your diet, find out exactly, you know, what you're eating. She's, I eat the same thing over and over again, and she's very...
Well, that's another issue. Variety is even, a bigger variety and doing different things, you know, to put other things into her diet. You know, she may not be getting the highest fiber content vegetables that she could be getting, or some other different ones would give her better results. You know,
beans. Believe me, it makes a huge. I just said to my husband this morning, I don't know what I did differently yesterday, but I ate more garbanzos. I said, but boy, did it make a difference this morning.
Yes,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's the other kind of fiber. One's soluble, one's insoluble, and you need them both.
Yeah, and she's very, very health conscious, very, very diet conscious, very, very weight conscious. I mean, she's really too thin, myself personally, I think. But, you know, she's very, very, anything that's going to add weight to her, she doesn't do it, you know.
Well, she's got a misconception of in the way we eat as far as what's going to add weight. And I had this exact conversation yesterday with a gentleman that told me, if I look at that combination of foods on that chart, the one that we use that supplies the protein, he said, I don't have anything to eat. I said, no. We eat piles of food. They're all high fiber. And they work incredibly well when you get together, you know, the fruits and veggies and the amount of grains that we're supposed to be eating just approximation. We don't have to be scientists to figure this one out, do we? No counting, no telling, no, you know, adding machine to do it. We just know the guidelines. So let's just say hi to who else is on here.
This is Jeannie. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie. We're off on a roll here.
I love it.
Fiber. This is wonderful.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
This is Lee.
Good morning, Lee.
I was thinking about, I got in just a little bit, heard most of the fiber stuff, but what I've had to do is also take a softener, which helps.
Did you have the problem when you were taking the osteogen?
No. I had the problem all along.
Oh, okay. Because I know, and I'm finding out that she's had a problem with her, you know,
all along, and I try to take extra fiber and drink as much water as I can, but because of the medication I take, I have added a stool softener, and if she's having problems that way, that might be something to add.
You know, you can just say, well, I'll tell you what, there is a really sure cure. And as you go into this deeper and deeper, I find it works even better and better. And say, there's a book called The China Study. Read that. And when you do that, guess what? Because she's not straight plant-based, right?
No.
Okay. Well, hey, I've got another solution, and you don't have to buy a Nican product. You can just couple it along with what you're already doing. And, you know, see how that affects. And Danny gave his testimony yesterday when we were talking to the guy. It was kind of like what you're saying. You've tried everything. You're going every direction. And I said, honey, just tell Dave what happened to you from the time you were about 2 weeks old and what results you've seen with it. And so he told him, and he just sat there and laughed, and then I just used the example of what had happened to me down at headquarters. And the difference, you know, over the 10-day period that it had made. And that was the end of conversation, so we got off the subject and we were on to something else.
finally helped it, because people usually only want to do so much at that time. Like you said, she has been a close friend, and she's only willing to do so much. But between the water and just offering more information for her to go through, that will keep her busy for a while. If she's serious enough about, you know, just people think they've gotten to the ultimate in their diet often. And especially when you're dealing with friends, they think they're doing, oh, everything that needs to be done. None of us have arrived. I mean, three fingers pointing back at myself when I say that. None of us have arrived. We're continually finding things that can improve our life. They have not discovered all factors in our foods yet. The intrinsic fat values that are there, that are the unknowns, are just as important, if not more important, than the knowns, and that's why it's great to have a variety and to reach out and look at new things that can, you know, make a difference in your diet. So we got lots of foods to go through.
Thank you so much for all your input. I really, really appreciate it. I knew
you're welcome, and I'm glad we got to do it on this, because I'm sure other people will, if they haven't already had some of those things come up with people or themselves, they're going to. The more we talk, the wider the range of communication we do, the more different things we deal with. So, no, thank you for asking. That was great. Anybody else on the call that would like to say hi? We're on a busy Friday morning, going into the weekend, especially in the summertime, with everybody doing lots of different things. And I thank you for joining us. This is Char Rogers with the Advanced Lifestyle Call. And we're here to talk about a plant-based diet and all the incredible technologies that NECAN has given us to create a better, more successful, more health-filled life that we can have. And that happened to be a book written by Colin Campbell, the China study. It was the nutritional study was the largest ever done in the world, 880 million participants. Kind of hard to refute the results that you could see on a population that size to show what could be some of the most important factors on minimizing the diseases that are on our death certificates at this time in this country.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm walking because I want my husband to hear the answer. We have heard a couple of times, and Nancy mentioned it, and I, of course, can't stand the flavor of it, but he does. Why does it make a difference? Oh, crumb, I can't find him. Anyway, why does it make a difference in taking a half a teaspoon of jade green dimes under the tongue that you're getting as much value, here he is, as much value as taking a teaspoon like in your cereal or like I mix it with a glass of water? Why does the half a teaspoon do the same value as a whole teaspoon? And Tom, you can listen to this answer.
Okay, the reason is, remember the analogy of the, or similarity even, it's not really even an analogy, it's just closer than that, how the homeopathic treatments go under the tongue because they're absorbed directly from that tissue into the bloodstream. And you get a very quick reaction. So when it's very direct and not going through the digestive system and being diluted down, you get greater impact on the body. You can do it both ways. My 13-year-old grandson said last summer when he was here having allergy reactions to the grasses, he said after I told him that he needed to take some jade, and he had the choice of taking it one way or the other if he wanted to see the result quicker. He said to me, well, Grandma, why wouldn't you take it both ways, one to give quick results and one to give backup after that was beginning to fade maybe in the system? Wouldn't you want to take it both ways at the same time? And I said, that's a great idea. Take a little bit under your tongue and then mix some in water, and it'll go through the digestive tract and it'll keep right on working. Not that it wouldn't keep working in the blood, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not the scientist that can tell you exactly how long it's going to be of value on that particular condition, you know, through the blood.
Half a teaspoon really does do just as much as a teaspoon if you put it under your tongue.
See, and I even put less than a half a teaspoon under there, because if you're brand new and you're starting out trying it under your tongue, take it down to about a quarter of a teaspoon just to make sure so that it doesn't clump up. Again, some people will do it that way and do fine. Somebody else will say, oh, my goodness, it tastes different. Of course it tastes different. You're doing something different. But I just used the comparison, you chew on grasses. Or clover, and I've got all my kids saying, Grandma, here's the grass I chew on when they're out in the field, so that they can see that we are doing natural things that are not strange, or we're not dealing with drugs, and we aren't going to have all those side effects. You know, it's just introducing them to a different way of life than what they're seeing in front of the TV or hearing on the commercials. That I want to indoctrinate them in a natural, more healthful way. Good question, Lee. Good question, and I know there's probably people on here that...
What I'm thinking about is when you're taking so very much that a lot of people, that will be a savings for them if they only use a half bottle, you know, in comparison to the whole bottle.
Definitely. Yeah, and that is such an incredibly high-value food. As many of you know, we... can live on that particular food. It was rated as one of two foods that if you had nothing else to live, could sustain life. The other one is a sea vegetable, spirulina, that comes from water, or comes from, you know, water beds. We have it here in Oregon. They farm it. And that's, you know, think of one's for land and one's for underwater life, but they both work. I think ours is of incredible value to the body, and the results we have personally seen with people utilizing it, you know, Denny and I take it every day. I left it in the car. He left it in the car. He's the one that put it in the car. I got to go get the jar out of the car this morning. We take it with us when we, I mean, it's just easy to throw it in. We've got the packets too, but he grabbed the jar because he saw it sitting there, and he said, we're going to be gone for the day. To take it with me. After driving on the freeway, when you're changing the air around you and you're going through fields that are being plowed with dust and being farmed, chemicals that are probably going, are going on the ground, I noticed the sensitivity and took it while we were traveling. So another great product we've got, guys, that can give incredible results, very simple to use, and can be, you know, increased when you need it, and just on a maintenance level when your body's acting the way we call normal. Hey, good conversation, you guys. Any other questions, comments? Go for comments, too.
I have a question.
Okay.
You talked earlier about constipation. What about the other way around? Pooping like three times a day.
Oh, hey, you're almost there. If you have snacks, it's good to have that happen after a snack. I say food in, food out. That was a question that was delivered again the last day. There was some conversation on it, but at the end of our 10-day program down at Dr. McDougall's workshop, his comment was, have you noticed an increase in your elimination and maybe the way you're eliminating? And everybody started chuckling, you know, and he goes, well, this is an important subject because this indicates the health of your body. And he said, contrary to popular conversation on the subject, he said, if you want to look at what the form should be, and that's an indicator, he said, there's all different ways they describe what it should look like, what it should do in the bowl. And he said, actually, the form that is most desirable is the same as you see when you walk through a cattle or cow pasture, and that is no form at all. He said, as frequently as you put food in, that's where your elimination should be. So if you're eating three times a day and you're pooping three times a day, that sounds pretty good to me. Often mine is more than that, and Denny's never was even once a day, even with all the preparations, herbs, fiber that he could take in, knowing what he knew and how he was feeding his body as we were doing. Now it's it's too rarely under 3 and sometimes more than that. So I say, you're getting there. Or maybe it's asking, you know, they may be asking me a question for. Anybody else want to comment on that? And again, the water, like Nancy is so good with, the water is vital in that. So maybe the way you're eating is just increasing, well, it would be increasing the amount of water you're taking with the vegetables and the fruits, just because they carry more water than you would find, obviously, with the animal products. So anybody else have comments? And when you're getting the water in your food, and this is the difference, which jumps into my mind, I keep thinking one more thing, is the difference in eating a bar and eating a piece of fruit. When my grandkids come in here, the first thing they say to me is, Grandma, can we have a bar? And the first thing they get back is, no, actually, I'd rather have you have a piece of fruit, or, hey, let's look in the refrigerator and see what I've been working on that you can sample and pull out something that's, you know, got veggies in it and so forth. And they'll even go for hummus now with a vegetable or with a whole grain cracker, which is going to be far better for them than a bar. So once in a while they get a bar split between 3 or 5 of them, so they can say they had part of a bar, and they think that's a real treat. But that's after the other stuff goes in. So.
Sure.
Yes.
This is Mary Lou.
Yes.
And I need, this is not on what we've been talking about, and I'm listening, but I tried to jump in because I won't be on but a second. Does anybody know, I got a story about the testimonial from Ron, oh gosh, his last name just left me, Stein, and he refers to a lady from Florida named Martha. And it's all...
Okay, I don't remember the
testimonial I got just the last few days, and I can't find anybody or how to know, and I need to know how to follow up with that man.
You mean to get a hold of him?
Uh-huh. Says the lady in Florida, he lives in Florida, Ron Stein?
Ron Klein.
Klein, yeah, Klein, thank you. It just left me. I was in a hurry trying to get to the car to go. Now I needed to hop in and ask, does anybody know how I'd find a Martha that helped him?
Okay, could that be Martha Sue? She was in Florida, and she was working a lot with lifestyle. So I'm thinking maybe that she is now in California, I believe. And somebody else helped me. Bionic something is her email address, if it is Martha Sue. But that's the main Martha back there in that area, or was in that area, that I know of. Martha Sue, she's the golf pro, the golf instructor, and she's a platinum, I believe, in NECAN. Let me think. If you send that question to Mary Lou on one of your replies that came from her, I bet she could give it to you. I do not have it in my current email address. Look, if you don't get a reply from her, send it to me, and, oh, man, I couldn't open my old address book.
Okay. That's right. I hated to butt you. You're having a great...
No, that's fine. Or you can address...
I have one of my consultants, more or less customers, and she has the same symptoms that are in that letter and of his testimony, and so I really... She was interested in trying to find out some help or see if we could contact the Martha or him.
Is that the one that Focus on Growth has a tape on, a CD on?
I don't know.
Klein, you mean?
Yeah.
I think so. That would be another way.
Focus on Growth, I think.
Focus on Growth, yeah. Call them and ask them. They will know if you just...
have a good CD, if that's the one I'm thinking of. Okay.
I'll try to see you to start with. Come back at us if you don't get an answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So much.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend if you have to run.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to run down, and I'm going to read you, and I know some people like to listen to the call or only have access to listening to the call and don't even get the email, so we'll do it this way first because... By the time time we got stuck in town last night, I couldn't stay awake to type recipes. So I want to just read to you a pretty simple broccoli recipe that I was kind of scouring for more recipes that would use the food of the week since we started that, and I thought, well, this is kind of fun, and I've got broccoli just beginning to come on. And the gal that resides with us, Marie, said, oh, I used to make this broccoli salad, she said, when I was doing child care, and we called it the tree salad because the kids would watch me chop up the broccoli, and it looked like little trees when you stood it up, you know, on the stalk. And so I said, oh, okay, fire away. Well, I renamed it. You can call it the tree salad, known as the tree salad by children, or you can call it the broccoli Waldorf salad. So what I started with, and I'm going to give you the original amount I made, because I didn't have very much broccoli, so I chopped up what I had. It amounted to 1.5 cups of broccoli, and that I put into the size of about, probably no bigger than 1-inch pieces, actually smaller than that probably. The slice stuck with like a 1/2 inch, 3/8 of an inch slices, and not big chunks. In other words, because she was doing it because of the for the children. And then she used that amount to 1.5 cups of broccoli chopped, and I hit that with steam about 2 minutes, covered in our cookware. We'll steam it until it just turns bright green. I love doing that even for a salad because it holds the color and it looks so much prettier in the dish. Okay, and then you add 1 tablespoon of finely diced or chopped red onion, 2 tablespoons of raisins, and then, and then I added 1/2 cup of jicama, and that was about 1/2 inch dice size. And then for the dressing, I used, and I would cut this down because the recipe really needs to be doubled or tripled. When you get through making it, it's going to go that fast. 1/4 cup of our healthy type of mayo, and there's several brands out there. Meganese is what I've got right now. And 1 teaspoon of rice vinegar, 1 teaspoon of Dijon, and you can use Dijon mustard, and a dash of either stevia or sugar, whichever you want to throw in. I say a dash, it's like a pinch is all. Okay, and then if you need salt or pepper, add that to it, but taste it first. Okay, mix your dressing together, toss it over the top. Oh, I left out the important part. I had was that the salad I used those in? Oh, she sometimes added apple or pear. I had 5 apples I put into that amount. No, I did not. That was something else. No, forget the apples or pears. I did not have apples or pears in that. You could add apple or pear, she said. Okay, I did not add that. And then when you've mixed the dressing together with the with the base of the salad, I topped it with 1 tablespoon of slivered almonds. Now, I ate that night, a little bit that night, tasted it. The next morning when I got up, it was even better because the flavors had blended. The broccoli had stayed brilliant green, and the contrast with the white jicama was really nice. Did everybody get that? Or did you get started with a pencil and want me to run through anyway?
Do the first part again.
Okay, the first part.
The broccoli and the raisins.
Yeah. Okay, broccoli, 1.5 cups. The raisins were 2 tablespoons. The red onion was 1 tablespoon. And the jicama was 1/2 cup. Okay, that's the bulk of your salad. The nuts go on the top, and then the dressing was 1/4 cup of the mayo, 1 teaspoon of rice vinegar, 1 teaspoon of Dijon, a dash of stevia and or sugar, and Benny liked it better than a fruit salad that he also had. We ate this while we were traveling out of town, and Marie tested it and the next morning also, and or it was that night, I can't remember which, and she said, "Ooh, this is so close to what I used to make. It may not be exact, but," she says, "it'll work." That's good. So that will be one that we will add to our favorites list. That's really easy, fast to put together, has good color, and also, you know, is very satisfying. Now, you could throw in rice if you want to do something that's got some starch with it at the same time and make it a one-disher, and I'm sure it would be just every bit as good. So as soon as my broccoli comes on, I'll repeat it. And I like the base recipes that you can add to, the ones that are really simple, and will work that way. So just another one.
That's great. I've got to try that.
Pardon? Okay, I still had you break up on me.
Come on, is that a liquid or a solid, or I've never heard of that?
That's a salad recipe. Never heard of what? The salad recipe I just gave?
No, you said a cup of jicama?
Oh, jicama. I'm sorry. You broke up and I didn't hear it. That's a vegetable. It's a root vegetable. Looks kind of like a potato on the outside, except that's not the shape of it. It looks like a round ball that's been squished and is flat and round. And they come in, maybe a 4-inch diameter all the way up to probably an 8-inch if you've got a really big one. Pick one that is smooth on the outside. Used in Mexican food a lot. What other, Jeannie, where else do you see it used? Not just Mexican.
I don't know if they use it in the Mediterranean world, too.
Okay.
Sometimes they do. I just like to cut it up. I cut mine up kind of like a thick julienne.
Uh-huh.
And squeeze lime juice on it. Did you say that already?
No, I didn't. Right. Nope.
Squeeze lime juice on it, and it's just delicious. And when I work my shows, that's one of my snacks. I'll put it in a baggie and bring it with me. And it's when it's cold like that, it's real crisp. So it's a great snack. It has some crunch to it if you like crunch, and it's like a cross between a potato and an apple or something like that. You know?
Yeah, or it's also, I think of it as in a stir fry. If you put it in, it's similar to a water chestnut.
Yes, yes.
Texture, and the fact that the flavor is quite bland, but it is much sweeter than a water chestnut and has more flavor. And the fresher it is, the juicier it's going to be. And I've gotten them so fresh from an Asian market. You find them in the Asian markets, too. That's where you find it. I knew there was another culture that used them a lot. All the Asian grocery stores I've been in always have jicama. And the fresher it is means the smoother the outside exterior of it is. It has a heavier peel than a potato. And you definitely do not eat the peel like you can with a potato. You can also cook it and mash it like you would a potato. And I have not done that, to be honest with you, because mine never stays in the refrigerator. Another tip on the jicama is when you cut it, do not wrap it and put it in the refrigerator. Just leave it open air because the cut edge will mold rather quickly. But if you leave it open air, all it'll do is dry out, and you can take it 1/16 of an inch off that edge, and it's still fresh on the inside. In other words, what it kind of does is seal off so it doesn't dry out, seal off itself so it doesn't dry, so it doesn't lose any more juices out of the vegetable. But it's a wonderful one. I can't wait to start growing it. I know you have to be able to grow it in this area. I'm sure of that because we're so good for root vegetables around here, too.
I bet you can grow it.
So next year in my garden, it's probably like a Jerusalem artichoke. Nobody sells them because once you get a start, they take over and go wild. I don't know, maybe not that prolific, but
they're related.
Oh, they are, the Jerusalem artichoke and the jicama?
Yes.
I can very well understand that. Jerusalem artichoke, before somebody asked me, looks more like ginger root when it grows. It's gnarly. And if you haven't discovered the easiest way to peeled ginger, and I haven't tried it yet on my Jerusalem artichokes because I just got my bed started this year, actually. They will come back and regrow just like garlic that's left in the ground in most places, at least in our place here. It will come back and just keep multiplying. So I can just leave that bed in the corner of the garden going and repeating itself of Jerusalem artichokes. But with ginger, all you do is take the side of the teaspoon and just rub it over the edge of the teaspoon over the ginger, and it peels itself right off much faster. And so I'm going to try that with the Jerusalem artichoke when I pull the first one.
I don't peel my chokes. I just eat them. I wash it real good and just eat it the way it is.
It's trouble with a brush, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and you do the same thing with ginger. I've read that many times over. You do not have to peel ginger. You can grate it or mince it really fine, and the peel is going to disappear in the recipe when you're doing, like, stir fry or anything like that.
Jicama is very high in fiber also.
Oh, yes. Good thought. It would be.
Can you spell that, jicama?
Yes, it's J-I-C-A-M-A.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just cut jicama up for my salad or just eat it as I'm making my salad.
Oh, I do too. It's like once you put a piece in your mouth, it's kind of like peanuts. It's addictive, but gee, oh, so much better for you than peanuts.
No calories.
No calories.
Lots of fiber.
Right. Lots of water in it.
And a lot of fiber, too.
Yeah, lots of fiber. So, guys, this has been good.
Yeah.
Lots of... Pardon?
May I ask another question?
Certainly.
Has anybody had Dr. Oz's green drink?
That would be Nancy, probably.
Only Dr. Oz. No, I don't. I have no idea what he puts in there.
Well, I know what he puts in there, but what I don't know is, like, does he fill the whole apple in, or?
Oh. Like, and he juices it. He doesn't put it in the blender. He juices it. Doesn't he?
Okay. I'm not sure. I got the recipe, but then it just tells you the ingredients, and it doesn't tell you what to do with them.
Have you got the recipe there? Can you read off the ingredients?
I can give you an idea. I'm out walking.
Okay.
Well, could you send Mary Lou so that we could all have it?
On my computer.
Read it off for those that just listen, and then if you get a chance later at some point and think of it, then send it down, and Mary Lou will broadcast it, and so will I.
Okay, I'll do that. You need a head of celery.
A what of celery?
A head of celery, and I don't know what a head of celery is.
Usually it's a stalk or the whole, well, maybe I guess that would mean the whole bunch. That's a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Okay, one cucumber. Two apples.
One cuke and two apples.
Right. A half an inch of ginger root.
Okay.
2 cups of spinach.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're supposed to use, I've never eaten spinach before, so I don't know if you're supposed to use the whole thing or not. That's one of the questions I
have. Well, in a juice, I would say you would not have to cut the stalks off, the little stems off, because they're going to juice. Go ahead. That, you know, either way, I don't think it's going to make any difference in the flavor.
Okay, and then there's a lime and there's a lemon. And I don't know if it's a whole lime or like a half. I think it's a whole lime and a half of the juice of a lemon.
Okay. And that's what you're remembering so far?
That's what I'm remembering so far. I have it written down at home.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
But see, I don't eat parsley. I have not eaten parsley. I have not eaten cucumbers. I haven't eaten spinach.
Okay.
And I thought, to put it in a juice, maybe I'd drink it.
I didn't get parsley down. Did you say parsley?
Yes, parsley. And
how much?
That I don't remember.
Okay.
I think there was some pineapple in it, wasn't there?
No, because I love pineapple. I might throw it in there. It was mostly vegetables because it's a green drink.
Uh-huh.
I have all kinds of fruit smoothies. I don't have any trouble getting fruit in me. I have trouble getting vegetables in me.
Well, there's lots of wonderful combinations of vegetable smoothies, and I got started on those last year. I haven't been doing them this year because I've been eating more in the whole form, and it hasn't been so hot here that we need to run out with a nice cold smoothie. But, you know, my way of doing it, instead of doing it as a juice, would be to use it. I'd have to take the amounts down because we'd have a huge amount with a whole head of celery in it. But would be to put it in the Vitamix and just make a smoothie out of it instead of juicing it, so you didn't lose all that incredible fiber you would be getting out of these foods.
Exactly.
So, you know, try it both ways. Anybody else have a comment for her?
I would definitely, if you have a Vitamix, I would prefer that, like, just for the reason you said.
I have a Vitamix, and I'm going to try to throw it all together this afternoon.
Yeah, and you can cut when you're using the Vitamix, you don't have to use a whole head of celery. You could use probably two or three stalks. I would use the whole apple. Cut it in half or whatever.
Throw the seeds of core in too, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, I've never done that with my Vitamix. Great.
Yeah, you can just wash the whole thing real good. And if you want to, cut the stem part out or the middle, you can.
It's supposed to make 30 to 38 ounces.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Celery seems way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the celery is sweet. It also has, gives us, the natural salt, the sodium in the celery. But juicing it is quite different than doing it with the whole fiber, because celery has a lot of juice, where it also is going to have the fiber with it when you run the whole thing like what we're talking about in a Vitamix. Or you can do it in a blender, guys, too. I probably would take the core out of the apples in a blender, because it doesn't have quite the power that the Vitamix does, most of them anyway. I've not seen one that did. Excuse me, I take that back. There's another brand that they make that's kind of a competition for Vitamix. I don't remember what it is. But anyway, most blenders do not have are going to show the power of making it into a smooth drink like what we're looking for. But
I used to juice carrots a while back, and I would take a 5-pound bag of carrots to get that would make a big amount. I don't remember the amount, but probably half a gallon anyway. Now, with the Vitamix, I can use a couple of carrots, and it's pretty amazing. You get a smaller amount. If I was to use a whole bag of carrots like that, it's just different. It's a different texture. It's a different, because you're getting the whole thing. You're not getting just the juice out of it, which makes it better for your body because you don't. This is a whole other topic, but because you're getting all the fiber and stuff, and it's going to balance the rate of the sugar that goes into your bloodstream. That makes sense?
Yes.
Knowing Dr. Oz, as much as I've seen him on, I guarantee you he's using that what's left after he juices it for something.
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like
the
deal after we get through with the milk and I went through the refrigerator and I've got an awful lot of Okara. I've got to go to the Okara website. I had a little bit off the tops of a couple of them to the dogs last night because I needed a little bit more bulk and fiber for them. So anyway, guys, this has been absolutely great for me. I've just got all kinds of new ideas. So I hope you've picked up some, and we're way over our time once again. And anybody has a last-minute urgency comment or question before the weekend? And don't forget the call tomorrow, Vance's call at 7 a.m. If you miss it and you're listening to this on the one of the websites, which would be lifestylesupport.org, that Steve Crow generally has recorded. The interview is going to be with Mike DiMuccio, and he has put together an incredible tool to use on the internet, and he's going to give instructions on that. And I looked at it. I was more than impressed. I mean, I was quite overwhelmed with it initially. So anyway, last minute comment question?
Good call.
Thank you for your participation, all your input. Make it a wonderful weekend. And if somebody has a suggestion that they would like to hear for a food topic, favorite food of next week, if you will email that to me ASAP so over the weekend I can look for at least one recipe to start out with, that would be great. I would love to have that happen, and we'll just pass it around, and we'll do different things, especially if it's something that is easy to obtain at this time of the year would be great, you know, a summer food rather than a winter food that's more readily available. I think everybody would appreciate that.
So this is Rebecca. I just got on. do you know who's on the call tomorrow?
Yes, it's Mike DiMuccio.
Thank you.
He is one of the five top paid in the company. He's doing something that has kept him in that category for quite some time. And those are the people I like to listen to and learn from. And just pick tips. Does it mean we change everything we do? No.
Yeah.
So doing that, guys. This is a tool that he has developed to work with, that he has worked with in parts and pieces for a long time. It's been available. So lots of information on that, and she's the one that kind of clued us in a couple of weeks, probably a couple of weeks ago now. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. I haven't been on for a while Saturdays because we've had so much other things going, but I'm hoping to listen a little bit then. So.
All right. Remember, for another way of getting it for all of you guys out there listening is through growinginwellness.com. It's up within a few days or a few hours, depending on what their scheduling is. And you can listen to it in its entirety. You can also order a CD from them of any of the calls, or you can be put on auto ship to get it regularly. So just some reminders there, because I know how busy we all are. So, guys, thank you for your incredible participation today and the incredible questions. Love it. So share the word, spread the word, invite somebody to join you if you found something worthwhile in the call. And make it an absolutely wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.
Bye.